Good morning and welcome to the Daily Wake Up. David Rostosky here in our 10-minute daily show. Our full-length episodes on Channel Perspectives and Grounded Spirituality come out every Sunday, but on the weekdays, we're diving into current events to find new perspectives and collective trends, knowing it's entirely possible to be both informed and empowered. Today, I'm getting a little bit meta. I want to talk about the research barrier to truth and the difference between what's new and what is true. Something I've recognized very heavily since diving in with the news is that there's this little barrier of research between the mainstream perspective or like the Facebook perspective, right? When you look at just the headlines, we talked about this back in when we were looking at the U.S. border issue. What was happening in the headlines is very different than the actual scenario. And I think more people know what really happened there and what is happening. More people are generally informed about that. But when you hear headlines like the government is snatching kids away from their parents, it is so emotionally enraging that so often we're compelled to not look any deeper. Like, I don't need to know any more about this. I know all I need to know. But when you dig a little bit deeper, you end up finding that this just series of events is always significantly more complex than we actually think. For example, with the U.S. border issue, what was happening was that the kids couldn't be detained, so they were actually releasing the kids and holding their parents. That's a very different story. Yes, those kids were then going into shelters. It was really unfortunate. The kids were still being separated from their parents. It was a really, really big issue. But the emotional charge around it lessens a little bit when you understand that it's much more of a policy disagreement that couldn't get worked out in Congress, that couldn't get worked out between our two-party system, that led to this really atrocious thing that everyone was working to figure out, but nobody really had a good answer to. Looking into the Paul Manafort trial the past 2 days was a really, really enlightening experience for me to just further put a stake in the ground in my understanding of this, that what is new is so different than what is true and the bigger picture that's happening here. I think there's a lot of layers to this, but when you Google Paul Manafort trial, the things you see are so surface and there's such a tiny, tiny little scope of what's happening. Now, for someone in one of these news agencies who is very, very well read on the totality of all of this, of the entire case, they were following days 1 through 9, an article called Day 10, What Happened on the Paul Manafort Trial. It makes a lot of sense. And for someone who is deeply, deeply following this, it makes a lot of sense. But I really don't think that many people are deeply, deeply following every aspect of the news. I think what's much more common is that people are getting very little tidbits and they're getting the headlines and they're getting this tiny little bit of information. And generally, as a collective, we don't really know what's happening. So I believe there's this little bit of a research barrier between having the consensus perspective that's very emotionally driven, that's very left or right, that's very black or white. And if you can make it through that research barrier, if you can take even 10 minutes, it blows my mind how much I can learn in 10 minutes with Google. If you take even 10 minutes on an issue and try to look for opposite perspectives or try to even search blank, fill in the issue, big picture, or what's really happening here, it's incredible to see the slight shifts in perspective that come from just understanding more. Now, I believe that there's something very, very different between what's new and what is true, right? That's something I've said multiple times, but I haven't really explained it. I think what is new is very important. So much so that we created a whole category of understanding around it and called it the news, which isn't necessarily the plural of new, but etymologically speaking, it is, right? The news is literally just a stream of what is new. But what is true, I believe, is so much more important. I think a huge challenge that we have right now is not even necessarily misinformation, although there's a lot of it out there. It's that the things that we're looking at are so small in their scope and in their perspective. We're looking at these tiny little segments of our collective, these tiny little events that happen to one or two people. We're zeroing in on them and then saying, this is what is most important for everyone out there to know right now, today, because it is new and it is current. And it's so important that I'm also going to give my perspective on this from a Democratic or from a Republican standpoint to further along the agendas of both sides. I find it so fascinating just to look at this landscape and to imagine what an alternative would be. I imagine a news source, and in some ways I aspire to create this, not just through this daily wake up. I think this is a very rudimentary version of that, but I imagine a news source where, yes, there are new things on there, but the things that we are focusing on the most are these huge collective issues. How can we draw attention to things like global warming and take into account all of the new things that are happening and find a way to organize them in a way that makes sense, but to where the core issue is still the core issue every single day? How do we look at corruption in the government as a whole, find out what's true, find out what's not true, and let the new things further inform that perspective and that larger truth rather than extrapolating out into all of these various political viewpoints day by day, flying like the wind? I just imagine so many of our news stories almost like a little dandelion leaf flying through the wind. Whatever perspective comes at it, it flies. But what would it be like to have a tree rooted in the ground deeply in truth on the perspectives of what's happening on the geopolitical scale in our own country and in our own city and in our own lives? What does it look like to really understand what's happening on this planet? I think that has become my fascination. That's why, in so many ways, I started this Daily Wake Up series. But with that being my fascination, I find that I have to approach the news a little bit differently, that it's not always very intuitive or obvious to come out with that conclusion or to really hold on to that perspective. It's very, very easy to be that dandelion seed flying through the air with nothing but a single blow, just taking it off hundreds and hundreds of feet off course of where it came from. It is so easy to get swayed by the news. So it's in times like this that me as an individual, as someone who's very, very regularly diving into the news, I further my commitment to continue to find the truth underneath all of this and to continue to focus on the things that are most important for me, but also for what I believe are most important for us as a collective to look at. A piece of me feels weird to make this the entirety of the show because I want to keep reporting on things. I want to dive into the latest. I want to find the greatest and the next thing. But I think that's the thing. Like, that piece of me is the same reason why we're in this large dis and misinformation challenge as a collective, because as a reporter, as a like kind of amateur investigative journalist, I'm diving into things and I want to find things that are uniquely interesting and new. But it's in that search that I think we so often lose sight of the thing that's really here. Like, what is the truth about living on planet Earth right now? What is this human body that we're living in? What is this soul that so many people are speaking of and so many ancient traditions are speaking of? What are our souls telling us, if they do exist? What are our souls telling us about our lives and about this larger collective? And even outside of just a spiritual lens, what's happening right now with global warming? Why is that something that we don't know every single day what the latest is on it and what the latest journals are coming out and what the latest scientific consensus is on it? What's happening right now with forest fires? What's happening with poverty on a global scale? What are the numbers of individuals who are living on less than $1.50 a day or living on less than $2 a day right now? What are the numbers of people who have access to clean water and food that has enough nutrients to build a human being that is healthy and can function clearly? Why aren't we focused on these things as a collective? Why are we focused so much on things like the Paul Manafort trial when there's something so much larger happening, which is just that we have this collective existence and we're navigating these challenges together day by day? So I want to take this time after this Paul Manafort trial, diving into all these intricacies on this one man and this one larger investigation into Russia and into Trump, to just pause and to zoom back out and to say, let's just remember for a moment that this is the news. This is what is new. This is not what's most important. And I think with that distinction, we can continue to dive into the news without being that dandelion seed that's flying through the air, following the latest trends, following the latest story, speaking out about the latest social activism craze that is the most popular right now or has the most hype about it right now, but really dialing deep into the most important issues that we're facing as a collective. Because the news is misleading, because what is new isn't always on the trend. It's sometimes we have outliers and sometimes we have things that throw us in directions that we just don't need to go down. And other times what's new is furthering a point of something that is massively important for our collective. And I think being able to differentiate that is the difference between just being swept off course at every single turn or being right on purpose and right on path and deeply, deeply informed with what's actually happening here. So thank you for taking this time with me to just zoom back out and to remember what's important. Because as much as I believe it's important to stay informed with what's happening, I also believe on an even deeper level that that's what's really, really important is to recognize that we're all in this together. All humans on this planet are in it together to be able to foster life on this planet, to be able to be like the groundskeepers for this planet. We are the caretakers of our home here. And how we collectively proceed has so much more to do with what is true than it does with what's new. All right, that was today's Daily Wake Up. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and for telling a friend about this podcast. Remember, everything in the news is just a sign of awareness and the first step to change. Stay informed, but even more importantly, stay empowered, courageous, and hopeful, and radiate that beautiful light of yours out into the world today. See you tomorrow.